From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
I was sitting in a local bakery in my North Bay town when a man in pressed khakis and a button-down shirt walked over and asked if he could share my table. He said he was from Walnut Creek and was driving north through Napa Valley to a town where he owned a shopping center. He'd been driving the same route twice a week for the last 40 years. 40 years. I wonder what a man could come to know in 40 years on a single path. Before I could ask, the girl at the counter called out his coffee order, and he stood up to go. Then he leaned in and offered his one piece of advice, unsolicited. "Whatever you do," he said, "make a lot of money." And he left. That was it? It all came down to money? I felt cheated and stunned. What kind of a man would offer a stranger such hollow advice? I recounted the story to a series of friends whose reactions ranged from disbelief to laughter. Then one friend cracked the issue wide open. "Well," she said, "isn't that what we all want?" Good question. Was she right? Despite the adage about the corrupting power of money, it struck me that everyone I know, rich, poor, and in between, wishes they had more of it. There are Silicon Valley millionaires who feel as though they just don't have enough. And while the wealthy can feel pinched, those who struggle to pay their mortgages each month really know what it is to dream of plenty. Money is more than currency. It's freedom and peace of mind. It's hope for a sick friend. It's a safe neighborhood. It's the best education for a kid who wants to change the world. It's security for an aging parent. Money is a cipher for what we care about. Wanting it, even wanting a lot of it, doesn't really say anything unusual about a person. It's what we choose to do with it, just as what we choose to do with any of our freedoms, that is the real story of who we are. I think about the man I met in the bakery a lot and how quick I was to judge him. I wonder what he does with his money. I wonder who he really is. With a Perspective, I'm Susan Dix Lyons.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the Internet at lchb.com.